This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for July 13th, 2021.
We can get started.
Okay.
I'd like to call the meeting of July 13th.
It is.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first of all, everyone looked at the minutes?
Yep.
Did you get it?
There was one small recommendation that
Yeah.
Mr. Stout asked me to make, and it was in something he wrote on line 30.
30.
And he asked to put that it would be the previous landowners are entitled to receive funds in excess of back taxes, penalties, and interest. So he just kind of tweaked it for me.
So this copy that I've got is corrected, correct?
No.
It's not? It says it on there. If the previous owners...
Receive funds, though. It says receive.
Are entitled...
Okay.
To receive funds in excess of the back taxes, penalties, and interest.
Okay.
So, I will make that change.
All right.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Second.
Any other conversation on it? If none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain because I was not here. All right. Just real quick, I was just going over the minutes of what you guys discussed at the last meeting because I wasn't there. I did get the planning board letter. So that's okay. They don't have any problems with it. And like I told Mike, conservation meets next week, Linda, I believe.
That sounds right.
Yeah, third. I think they meet on the third Tuesday. So hopefully we'll get the letter before our next meeting. But in the interim, Linda has compiled a whole list. I mean, it's pretty thick with all the old deeds and property owners of that piece of property on North Road, off of North Road. And I will be reaching out to the most recent, either heirs or previous owner or whatever, just to let them know that we are in the process of possibly swapping that land for another piece and if they have any interest in it. So we can get ahead of that issue with.
Right.
I mean, personally, I don't think there's going to be an issue with the difference in the values. I mean, this goes back a ways, so. But I am going to reach out to them, try to contact somebody, either by phone and a certified letter or whatever, just so we have something on file that we have contacted them.
If you need help finding a phone number or whatnot, I have a database. I can assist
okay.
with that. Let me know. We can look up some names and search.
Linda's got the information, so
right.
Yeah.
We'll get together on
maybe
that.
You guys can spend a minute, and then I can
absolutely
take care of that. The other thing is, nice job, Tommy. I like this.
And I changed it all.
You did change it?
Yeah. And that was just very preliminary. So I can go over that if you're ready.
Yeah.
So I know I wasn't here last week and Ronnie went over this, but just in general, basically trying to create up near where the oil place was, create a main entrance on that side of the
yep.
property. That'll kind of be an entrance that we could use to access the back for if we do create a public works area out back.
Yep.
That'll be kind of a main entrance. I rotated the PD now so that this entrance will serve the back parking lot
okay.
To the PD. So that'll be an actual where the cruisers can park. Gets to a maintenance area for the cruisers inside the building. And I attached the future complex to the PD to the same way that plan that you guys gave me. You know, that's the same corridor that it was attached before. So I rotated that to make it work, but changed the inside configuration of the building so that the doors of the future fire complex could go out to that roadway, just to help simplify it. So this darker area of pavement shows what we would build now. A public side of the entrance, more where the existing gravel driveway is now, almost through the middle of the house that's mm-hmm. there. And that's where, and again, these, I just threw a few spaces in now. I know there's about 22 cruisers out there, so I had to throw that out.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but you know what? We figured out last night.
They all run.
We figured out last night for you know, we figured out what we can do with all the excess and old cruisers.
What's that?
We're going to place them all over town in all these hot spots, and people will slow down. And we're going to have blow-up dummies sit in the seat.
But I think it's important to have a rear entry, like for PD only, the cars to the door, wherever they have their own garage area, and then, you know, a public area where the public can park out front and go through the main entry. That happens to line up with the main entry of what
is
the...
Is any of this drive-through for the fire department or no?
No, it isn't. Now, it was when it was configured this way and out that way, but it was just the amount of pavement was growing too large. So I just deleted that and switched it around and cut and pasted the doors right here. Again, this is all, we're going to be on version 12 by the time we get to the end of this. This is version 3, you know, I mean, what I really need to do is sit down with Mike, okay, how many spaces do we need, you know, rework his parking lot. Sit down with Dean, I know we're not building a fire department right at this particular point in time, but I need to have that kind of input from everybody as to, you know, the flow, the room, the fire station, you know, that type of... How this just seemed very efficient. The road is going to be built and it's enough to pull the trucks out. I just don't know if they need to pull through the building or not.
Well, I think that was something that they really wanted to be able to do.
And if it does, I had it drawn that way, that this driveway was actually already drawn like that, so that this big parking lot was sort of the doors out, and then this piece of pavement I had right here with the, you know, coming back out to here. So I did have it drawn that way. It just looked like, wow, that's a lot of asphalt, you know, for coming to get to get trucks in and out of the fire station. You're creating these two big mats of pavement, but definitely doable. That's how the building's designed. I just changed the building, mm-hmm. so it definitely could be done. We really
this
just...
This could be all slid this way a little bit to allow a better turning radius here, correct?
No, definitely, yeah. I probably would do that. That was part of the problem, is it really, like, that entrance needs to be, like, back here, 50
correct.
Feet from the road. And then I wanted to leave at least 30 feet in front of the door so you could pull a truck out and leave it in the driveway, and it's not in that corridor of a roadway.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I kind of would need, and there's plenty of room back there.
Right,
so the next version, if we want to do that, I'll just put the building back the way it was. And it does work well with Mike's parking lot because it opens up where you pave that whole area anyway. It's Mike's entrance, it's the fire truck's entrance.
Right.
So both police and fire would enter through there, so that does work well. And if we need a bigger parking area, you know, it would just go off of this parking. There's plenty of room behind it, you know, that we could access. You know, I just need to know, like, how many spaces do we need for guys to park, the spare cruisers, you know, the cruisers to park, you know, so that the cruisers are lined up or people come to work and park and get in the cruiser.
Well, you can see what we got here.
Yeah.
This is nowhere near enough.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere's near enough.
But and that's not even the town office.
Right.
We're using
right.
that side lot.
Right. I mean, the PD itself, you know,
takes that lot
yeah.
over there.
And they
right.
still need more.
Okay.
Right.
So that's what I need to work on, is sort of make that parking lot better, shift the building away. If you're pretty sure the drive-through thing is
I think
the
that's
way that
definitely
we want to go.
The way they want to go. Cause
yeah.
Part of the issue they have over here is the trucks that they're designing are small enough to fit the building.
Right.
But it's not what they would really like for trucks.
Right.
So if they have the capability of a larger facility and a drive-through,
yeah.
obviously they wouldn't have to scale the trucks down and it costs them more to modify the trucks to fit
yes.
the building.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you
know? When you're talking about drive-through, so I mean, say they're coming back from a call.
Yeah.
And would there be places before they get in that they had to hose down the truck or something?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
That? No, I'm
yeah,
just
this parking lot right here, what I had was I had a 20-foot radius right on it, so it was
okay.
like that. So all that was filled in with asphalt.
Okay.
Then I had this entrance going out, you know, and back so that that entrance goes back in, but it was looking like too many entrances. You know, I didn't really want to curl those guys back to the roadway.
Right.
This obviously would go away at that point, you know, if we did that. So I just got to think about the number of driveways.
Well, I mean, obviously you could almost, in that case, you could almost, well, no, you can't, you still have to have that. I was going to say use this for the PD.
I may get rid of this. I mean, because this, again, this can connect, you know, right,
right
up and around to, you know, to the back, you know, especially if we're going to create more parking. This, you know, everybody, this is still going to be like one of the main entrances in the central part of the complex. And because ultimately this will open up to this parking lot, you know,
right,
and there'll be a parking field here for if we ever do some type of gymnasium, town center, town community place,
right,
you know, you're going to need an area to park there. So you want this main entrance to kind of be centrally located. I just didn't want, you know, a plow truck, a backhoe,
right,
and everything else driving in that. I
right
wanted it to drive in this.
Separate, yeah, yeah.
It's just when I added that, it was too ugly. I think you're right. I think if I slide it back, I can go to what I was originally going to do, which is
mm-hmm
hook it up to the road. It just can't be right there. It's got to be. I need to just move things back.
You've
a
got
bit
all this space over
oh
here.
Oh, there's plenty
right
of room.
Yeah.
I think
I mean,
we're
going to
have a septic system back here.
Okay.
You know, we're going to put the well back
right
here.
Yeah.
But there's still a ton of room. The same thing. This access will go around this future building so that we have good connectivity for police and fire around the buildings and the parking. So that's what I'm trying to grow to. But if we need, I was just really fighting this afternoon, getting it. So I just half an hour ago moved it to a side load just to be efficient. But if we have to drive through, then I've got to just
figure out how
to do it. Oh, I know
that's definitely one thing that they're interested in.
Right.
So where is the highway department coming in? Are they coming in off the same?
They would come in.
This
is going to be kind of a, you know, this is a non-public entrance almost. So we almost, you know, we'll have signage here that people won't really come in here. DPW will come in here. The police can come in here. The fire can come in here to get in the back of the, but not the, this is gonna be, and we'll have to sign it properly and, you know, and make it so this is the public entrance right,
right
here. This is gonna be the main entrance. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
So, right there's the
floor. Left a big space, Jeff.
I think it's
park all your
iron.
Yeah,
plenty of room back there. Yeah, I didn't even get into that until, you know, I could meet with Jeff and, okay, what size shed do we need? What size, you know, how much room to store salt? I just sort of took the room that we need.
Yeah.
You know, I know we need a stormwater pond for all this. That's the lowest point in the site to drain the site to. So I think as long as I have the space, and again, I think, Jeff, you'd want your own, you know, we got to have a separate entrance.
Yeah.
Got to have, like, where all the trucks, fire trucks, police are going to use their own. We don't want people, we don't want them crossing, mixing that traffic. So we got to keep that separate. So it's nice way up here. The only thing I can think of is maybe I can go back and rotate the building again. Where's the other sketch that I had from last week?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yep,
that had the building rotated that way. Well, when you attach that building to it, you know, that happens. So if you picture that turned, Mike's building now goes the other way. Now the doors go in and out. So I just maybe have to think about how that is. And I'm also trying not to get Mike and the PD in the middle of nowhere when they're the first one to be built,
right?
You know, for all intents and purposes. I mean, we don't know which way this is going to go, but for all intents and purposes, I need to think. That's why I made the PD's pavement black, the PD darker, and, you know, because that has to be built first. And so I'm trying not to make that just lost in the middle of nowhere.
Let me ask this: is it the general concept of this group that the building should be attached? I know that the fire department has expressed that they feel that's more efficient for all the utilities and stuff.
I think it'd help you on staffing at some point, because there's a point when this first comes to be, we're still not going to be big enough to have a staff in the fire department and a staff in the police department, but you can kind of share some of that. Maybe, you know, that's just another thing to think about.
Yeah, well, their thought was that, you know, all the utilities, the heat, the air conditioning, all that would be connected, and it could be on that joint.
Absolutely.
You know, wall. Yeah. Initially, I liked this concept. I liked the separate, because
right.
we are building it, but
right.
I mean, there's some argument that it's good if the buildings are connected like that. You can share. You can build the utilities big enough in this first construction to accommodate the future.
And that's why I did that first concept, was to say, all right, we're here to build a police department.
Right.
Let me just put them right here. So it's, I mean, you could see it from the road and Bilbo's parking lots and deal with that first. The next
yeah.
building would go beyond that. But when you wanted them to be linked, I couldn't make that building
Correct.
Work there. It's, you know, not that it couldn't be, like I say, I'm sure we'll be 10 more versions into this
yeah.
by the time we
so quit. Is that the general concept?
I think it's going to have to be linked. I think from the get-go, I always, when Carlton was here and stuff, we always said, let's build a PD, but let's have room available to put on, to attach the fire department on there.
Right.
And it kind of makes sense with all the utilities, doing it all at once, HVAC, you know, everything.
And I really want to get these doors right up here too. So
right.
as much as I don't want to keep your building out back, I kind of want those doors. I want that main drive. So, you know, you come out of the fire, it could even be a flashing light, you know, somewhere right there. So they can just come out of there. Now they can still reload the building and drive through, but I just think to have that exit direct
yeah. no, that
is going to be important, you know.
That makes sense.
Okay.
yeah. So everybody likes this?
You've done a lot of work on that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot more to go. I need the input. And, you know, again, people feel free to take. I have it on PDF, too. I can email it to everybody that's emailed me if I have everyone's email address. And feel free to mark it up. You're not going to hurt my feelings by taking a magic marker or just editing it on. It's just the more input I have, that's
yeah, I just think you're right. I think it is going to have to be slid back more, just so you can make those
radiuses. I think if I slide it back, I can make it work. And it's almost like it needs to go back enough so that this driveway is about where it lines up that they
right.
come in here, because
yeah.
we can't have multiple entrances.
Right.
You know, it's just
right.
the state is not going to fly with the state as it is. I
right.
sort of separated these that, you know, the courthouse entrance is there. This was here. I measured between this
so
and this and tried to put that
even,
in the middle.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I tried to split
yeah.
those up is what I did, just by dropping it on Google Maps and figuring that, because I really want this to be a main entrance that goes to either, you know, you either go to the safety complex or you go to what maybe
whatever
the community center in the future, and there's this central driveway, you know, that goes into
You might
the
only
site.
Be allowed two.
Might only be allowed.
You're allowed three, but
two.
I forgot what the cutoff year. It's either the late 70s. So it depends when the courthouse lot came off.
Oh, really?
Because we used one there.
Right.
Because it's when, whatever it was at that certain date, you can, after that you can get three. So it doesn't matter how you split it up. There's three for how the parcel sat at that year. Mm. I used to know, I can't think of it offhand. I could look it up. So where we took one, you know, this has been off for a long time. This doesn't
right.
count. And the house, well, you know, we got the house too, right? There's
yeah,
a separate lot.
Yeah,
and that goes back.
There's two driveways right here, and this is a separate lot. With those.
Yeah, so we could count the house that can stay, so we could get two more over here, at least. So we probably can do three then.
Yeah. So this is technically on this lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is technically on the house lot.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that's what I'll do. I mean, I kind of like that. I kind of like with the PD. I do like it connected. I like it pushed back, and I liked it better when I had this all paved in here. It seems like a central area. The cruisers can pull it. People can rinse off the cruiser. You could pull into the garage.
Yeah,
you know, it's their own little big paved
area. My
thought
is that whatever that square footage out there for parking area, it really needs to be about triple that.
Yeah, you need more spend. Now I could see they need a lot off of that paved area, but I think it'll be helpful to have some pavement area right in and around the building that they can come in, wash a vehicle, pull out of the way.
Yeah.
And again, it's non, you know, right now it's like interacted with the public. The public comes into the front, it's just a bad, you know, it's a bad setup, totally.
I mean, we got 30 years out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you say it was only supposed to be for 10?
Right on target.
So that ain't bad. That's, no, that's half a course in Kansas.
What about...
The town hall just burned 38, I mean.
I know.
We're just getting around to it.
Yeah.
For the cruisers,
yeah,
being able to have, I'll call it a lean-to, so
yeah,
keeping snow off of them so they can go in.
Yeah, that's a good
I don't
idea.
Know if that, you know, I'm mousing. Like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, almost like a cell. Yeah. Like
we brought that up.
Yeah.
You get a couple of cars inside the building, you bring a prisoner into the sally port or garage.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to have, like, some type of a structure. It probably be, wouldn't be that much to do.
Yeah,
to
well, that would be...
A couple cars out of the weather.
Yeah, that would be almost like a three-sided type of thing. Yeah,
it actually just needs to be a roof, or just a roof on it.
Just an A-roof over it, just to pull the cars in,
Just to keep the snow and the elements off of it.
Yeah.
You mean when you bring your customers in, right?
That's what the sally port's for.
So, yeah, the sally port has to stay, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That you're going to pull in there, and that's where prisoners are going
right.
to... If you bring someone in, that's what that driveway is for. That stays, and that has to be in that area, because there's kind of booking and everything else.
Right.
This, I was going to try to combine an extra bay, like, with the fire department bays, you know, for almost like, you know, so you could, all these doors are accessible to this parking lot. So, like, if they have a wash bay, let's say one of those bays ends up being a wash bay, technically they can share that bay, either for maintenance or wash or whatever, because all this will be paved in here, you know, right through this area. And then we'll just get them to drive out of that area. But they'll also have that. But I do agree with that. If I'm going to make this parking lot bigger, it almost should have a little covered area back there. It would be nice to just line up some of the cruisers that are there, that they're just covered. You know, you come in for your shift at night, it snowed 6 inches already, your car is not covered. You know, that it would be a good idea. Yeah.
You know, emergency, they don't have to stop and clean it.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Where are you proposing, Tony, to... do like the leach field and the well?
It's got to be down here. The leach bed will be here, and the well will be, you know,
whatever the footage.
Yeah, whatever the footage is away from it. You know, we'll have to pick the best spot for it. You know,
and that obviously won't have any effect on.
No.
Afterwards.
No.
What other safety equipment like that? You have the trailer out there, right?
Right.
Is there anything else that you have?
Well, we're storing, this doesn't have a basement, so we're storing like tires and everything in the basement downstairs now. Our evidence room is downstairs now.
Okay.
So that's stuff that's going to have to be...
Well, that's like evidence room and everything else incorporated. That's what you guys are talking about at that point.
Yeah, so these, like, have you've looked at this building, obviously, because you gave me that building.
That was the one in Bonston.
Yeah, so does that building have the room you need?
That's a little tight. That sally port at Bonstead was a little tight, and in the back of it, they had like a place to store the weapons. And what was the other little room? There was two rooms in the back there.
They're evidence.
And evidence and weapons.
Yeah, so like if you need a storage room
tight,
too, or, you know, then I almost need you to mark up that plan that you gave me then, and just write the dimensions. Yeah. I'll change the scale of that. I'd rather be showing the right size building at this point. And again, I know we brought up, you know, architect Ronnie brought up, you know, the last meeting.
That was going to be my question.
Well, it's, again, I feel it's the same as the site. The site, we're going to do this. We're not going to give it to any civil person until we beat this to death through a few versions, until we have it pretty close. Then we can just say, here you go. We don't need him.
Done half that work just by laying this out.
Wait till I put the elevations on it and grade it. There, I'm not going to let anybody even put a grade on it. I mean, I'm going to make sure it's graded properly, all that stuff works. So we're going to do, you know, we're going to do all of that and then get it to the civil. So they strictly have to just do that function. Well, the buildings are going to be similar. You know, the PD needs to look at their building and say, this is what I needed for room. Once we get a configuration of room, I don't want the architect telling us what we need to do. We want to then get it to him and, you know, keep it simple for what they have to design. So I still think we're a step or two away. We're trying to look for names and try to get...
That was going
to
be my question.
We have a couple in mind. I just need to call them. They're just really good common sense guys.
Basically, once you've done... three quarters of their work, all they're going to be doing is the outside, what it's going to look like.
Right, truly design work.
Yeah, and do the
get the actual stamp plan.
Get the working drawings done.
So then we can get a cost to it.
Exactly, right.
No, they had storage upstairs on that, didn't they?
Yeah, but remember what dangerous that was?
Well, no, I know. So what I'm saying is they're doing some storage upstairs. So we'd have to have that down, going up with papers and everything else, it's not a positive.
And they had all the heating and everything was above, because it's a one-story, one-floor building, and it's on a slab, so they had all the utilities upstairs.
Right.
So if there's a leak or a problem, if we're going to build it like this with the fire bays and all that, we're going to think about a training room. They had sort of a training room at the Barnstead PD, which is basically this layout for people that don't know. So now if we're going to lay this out, we have to figure out, is there a room on the end there that could be like a community room, training room, police, fire, and...
Yeah, I think there was in the bump that bumped into that main building, there was.
We'll definitely get together with you.
That makes it a little easier, too, to expand further now, knowing that that other building would envelop, his building into that room, so it's like you don't feel like you're building wasted space, at that point. So I think if I have those building sizes, and I guess I just need to make sure that, that I don't know who's going to make determinations on that building size,
On the fire department one?
Yeah. I think that plan.
It's in the future, so as long as we have a big enough footprint.
As long as the footprint's big enough, I don't really want to concentrate too much on laying that out.
So then let's get the PD
like
to Joe's right size.
Brought up, drive, being able to drive through and, and all the other.
Okay. Yeah.
So, the drive through
is joined.
What's that?
Now it's joined.
They're going to put them both together?
Yeah, the new concept. See?
Yeah, I did redraw it and put them back together so they could connect in the future.
This is the future PD, fire department here, and that's
the
PD.
And the biggest thing that I, biggest thing that I had to go along with everything is if we're going to do these guys first.
Yeah.
And we... Down the road, we're going to look at the PD, the fire department. Big enough generator, big enough septic system, big enough pumps and water, and a big enough AC units and stuff like that. So that's the thing that, we're looking at as far as is what those things are, so that we're not paying for it again down the road.
Yeah, we want to put, the septic system in a spot that, we know we may build this building. We know we're probably going to build this building. So the receiving area is going to be such that it will take all this. Now, we may only build this bed, but I'll know and everyone will know that you just have to add another bed. Maybe you got to add another bed. But it all will be in that receiving area will be such that you didn't put the well so close that you can't add to that bed.
Correct.
So it'll always be expandable. So we don't spend that money now when it may be 12 and a half years before you do something, or however long it may be, but then you could just add that bed on,
Well, currently, the fire department, the septic system is not capable of taking care of whatever's going.
Right.
And we don't have enough water. If you wash one truck,
you're
out of water.
Wow.
Yeah, no
You're
kidding.
Out of water.
Yeah, so we definitely want to make sure.
I thought it was more of a quality issue.
No.
I didn't think it was a volume issue.
It's a volume issue.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to make sure that well's big enough. We run that line. I don't want to sweep up into that building twice. We only want to sweep up into that building once, feed the building, have the feed
there
in that wall.
I mean, that's pretty much common sense.
It'll be all set up.
This whole thing
power service, you're going to have one point where we run the power from the pole and the meter will be, maybe we won't put a 400 amp meter this time around, but we'll put a 200 and you can stack another meter next to it for when the other building goes, but it's right there. Both kinds will be completely
accessible.
Set up to expand that building for sure.
All the underground will be put in place for future expansion.
We won't be going through a parking lot, I think.
No.
All right, so you're going to continue on that.
Mike can get me the kind of some tweaks and building sizes, then I'll adapt his building, and now that I know a little more about parking and covered parking, I'll tweak all that and shift everything around so we can go through the fire department with the trucks, and I'll come up with another layout before the next meeting. So
Now, will we need any monies in the next month or so?
Not in the next, I mean, the next meeting's in 2 weeks, right?
Well, 2 weeks or whatever you think.
Yeah.
We're gonna need to be out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to keep it going.
Right.
Ultimately, I would love to be able to go this year to town meeting.
Right.
With a concept on the building.
Right.
On the PD.
Yeah.
Should be able to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my goal.
Yeah.
So obviously between now and the last witching hour of putting together the warrant articles and whatnot, we're gonna need an architect so we can get a cost of the building.
I think that's a month from today that we're started. We have a list of architects. I think we need the next meeting to tweak this plan. Have us hunt down the couple of people, get closer.
Perfect.
And then right after that next meeting, we'll make those calls. So by the following meeting, we're in just talking about architects, reviewing who we have and letting you guys take it from there to how you want to interview or choose those people.
Do I wait to schedule those public hearings on the land swaps for that point in case we need to also include a cost for an architect? Or should we just do that in another whole separate? Because it takes two public hearings before we can do the land swap.
Right.
Because that was tax deeded land.
But we have money for an architect, don't we?
We do have, but it takes those two hearings. It takes one hearing.
So you need a hearing to get in, to use the money?
One hearing for that.
Yeah, then I would keep that separate.
There's no hurry on our part. There's no hurry, whatever it takes to, we're not going anywhere.
So hold off on the land swap thing at this point?
Yeah, let all the questions come out and everything else. Don't worry, I don't want that to hold. I'd rather just go to the one meeting, get the funds for the architects so we can keep the ball rolling here.
And then it takes one public hearing to access those funds.
Yeah, so you just gotta publicly, so if there's a land swap, that needs a public hearing, two public hearings.
Yeah.
As far as contacting someone, that's going to be...
Well, that's what it is. Linda's got a lot of information, and he says he's got a database that may be contacted. So what I think it was before you came in, I was just going to reach out with a phone call and a certified letter just saying, you know, this is what the town's proposing to do with the property.
Well, the problem is, from when that got sold, it's probably 800 heirs by now.
So. Oh, yeah. But it's obviously going to be whoever the heirs of the trust fund, if there was one or something.
There really was nothing. Yeah, it's...
I don't know, but I'm going to make an attempt to try to reach somebody.
Yeah.
And get somebody.
I mean, worst case, you got to put out a, and I don't know who brought that up at the last meeting.
It was Bob.
Bob Stark.
That had looked into that, and he mentioned that term reasonable amount of time, which, you know, we're way beyond that, so we should probably get a clarification on that.
It's the same process that we went through when we tried to sell the land off of Donovan Road to Blevins's.
Yeah.
It's the same process I had to go through.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
So when was that taken? Was that taken a long time ago, too?
It did go through. The board, I got...
No, but I mean when the town took the deed to it.
How long ago was it?
What was the date on that? No, it wasn't as long as this one.
Yeah.
No way. It wasn't.
Because it might be a matter of public notices. I know we did this. We had to do the same. We had to reach out to all the heirs, and there was a... It was not a whole lot, but we had to get them to sign off on this building. And, you know, it was,
that was given a little different because you had a covenant on this.
We had the covenants we had to get signed off.
Right, and that's all you were doing.
So that was no problem, but if they think there's money involved, that's going to be a different story. But again.
I'm not even sure that how you'd even figure that there was any money.
No, because if there is, then there's another 100 years of back taxes.
Right.
So, and interest. So, you know.
So that's why I was going to try to. I'll probably reach out to Mike too, but what my thought was is just to reach out and explain to him what we're doing and do they have any interest and not get into a lot of details. And as soon as you say there possibly is some money there for you, bang, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I want it, you know. Mm-hmm.
They can donate it to the project, not take it.
Well, the other thing is just quiet the title, you know, which takes a little time, but we've got time to do that. You go to quiet down. That might cost about $5,000, but then it's a done deal. Mm. So that's another way to go about it, because you can have a hard time. It's going to cost a lot of money to find out who the heirs, who those people are. Mm. I mean, I've got the last deed that the woman had it, but like I say, that was 90 years ago. So hopefully she's never married, had no kids. You can kind of stop there.
Maybe she was celibate, I don't know.
But I'll look into it too, see what I can try to find out. But if you're going to pay somebody to look for those people, that's a quiet title might be an alternate route to go.
No, I wasn't thinking about paying somebody to look for them, that's for sure.
Okay. Linda will find them.
Linda's got a folder full of information now.
The crack detective will help Linda out. And we'll
perfect. There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, that just wanted to let me know, that's the process. We're going to have those two public hearings anyways to make that once we get to that point.
Okay.
So long as there's no rush, I won't schedule that.
When you talk architect, do you want them to come in and field questions from us?
I just want to bring up the names, and then I want you guys, because we're going to pick a few names that we think they have common sense, and I'd want you guys to pick the times that you're going to, maybe one of the meetings, have them come in, right?
Yeah. You pick a night, you have some half-hour slots.
And talk to each one
of
them.
Get a feel for them.
Take three of them and talk to each one, and whoever you have a comfort level with. And
the one I sent you from Auburn?
Yeah.
I talked. He came in and I was asking him just some questions.
Yeah.
He seemed, I can't compare to any other architect. I haven't dealt with any in a long time. But, I mean, he felt that he'd be willing to discuss things, not with money or anything else. And if he was invited in and all of a sudden he said, yeah, I want some money, fine. You can leave. Don't get me wrong. But he was familiar with Auburn.
Especially if they're familiar with that building design. It's going to save a lot if they've already been through this process.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have one that's already been done.
Yeah, and that's what I want. Before we recommended some, we wanted to call and see if they've done this before with a PD. PD has certain requirements. You know, fire department has certain requirements. You know, you got to have someone that's familiar with those buildings, or we're going to spend
more
with that person.
And that's typically what you're paying for. You're paying for that expertise.
Absolutely.
Didn't know this person from Adam. I just got the name from them, and he said it came in and we bought it.
But it's a good third interview. You know, if we get a couple names and you have a couple names, it's good. That's what you want to do, is sit down, and then you'll tell right away when you sit down with that person. You could either work with them or you can't. You know, like me, you can tell already this is going to end badly. You know?
Wait a minute, 18 drawings you stole.
Now this,
you can't beat my rate, though.
No. Yeah, no.
when we get to that point, we get something drawn up by an architect, then obviously we can farm it out to get some cost to it.
Right.
Because they're not capable of doing it, are they? Or can they do that just by a square footage thing?
Typically, no.
No. Yeah.
Typically, the architect just draws up the plans.
Just draws it up. Then we're going to go
to a bid.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Then we're going to want to make the decision of, again, interview contractors and select a contractor based on a fee and or just plain put it out to bid to a few that you selected. So, you know, it's three people you trust to build the building, and let the architect completely prepare the plan without the input of the general contractor and put it out to bid. So there's two roads to take there, and we're going to need to make that decision at one point. So, because if you get a contractor on board early, which again is what we normally do in our field with all the engineers of around here, because we work with them right from the beginning. Before the architect gets too far down the road, it's really the contractor that can help them. Oh my God, don't use that air conditioning unit, those things. You can't get them, I can't get parts. Well, you know, he works with the architect through the process. So by the time the process is done, you had the most efficient build already. You know, the architect didn't go crazy and spec out things that shouldn't be spec'd out. You know, and that's why we like to work with the civil person right from the get-go, so they don't draw details that are either not buildable or too expensive to build. So at one point when we get near that, we're going to have to make that decision about choosing someone we trust to build and just running the road with that person.
Dean was obviously the clerk of the work, so he was in
that made it simple. Yeah, all of us, everyone just pitched in, so it was easy. we're not going to be able to do that here. We're going to need a contractor to build this building.
Yeah, it's a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
Again, if you guys see, like, if you come across your dream building, you say, oh, this is kind of what we want to model after, and then that's the people we should go after, both the architect and the contractor.
Exactly, right.
You know, because they've
already been there. Well, that one in Barnstead, obviously, they got through it fairly reasonable because it was, you know, town property to begin with, and then it did get a contractor in town that agreed to do it.
Yeah.
And then he used all local help.
Guys, yeah, that's terrific.
They built it for $400,000, which is...
Wow.
And it was a nice building.
And the building inspector ran the project.
Correct.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow, geez, that's great. Yeah.
So
I'm going to reach out to him, I think, to the chief up there and find out.
Yeah,
I think the building inspector's a developer.
Because when they initially went to the town, it was a $900,000 project.
Wow.
And then after they finally got this contractor in town that said, I can build it for a lot less than that, and they agreed to let it, and it came in at $400,000.
Yeah.
That's Barnstead?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder who built it then. Yeah, so all that intel and knowing who the GCs were, who the architects, and any other building you find, that it just helps to put on, and we're going to put our feelers. I mean, we know obviously a lot of general contractors and a lot of people that have built, so we're just going to, you know, start to poke around.
So should we talked about architects, in a month, should we try to see if we can talk to some people? Or,
yeah, I think in 2 weeks we have this plan done and we have our couple of names.
Okay.
So in 2 weeks from today,
you're
going to leave the meeting with our couple of names, your couple of names, and through you're going to make the call so that for the following meeting,
correct,
you're going to interview
that's
these
a time
people.
Frame.
So months from now,
and, you
know,
1 month from now, you should be interviewing architects.
Okay.
And there'll be a plan on the table that they could look at that's a comprehensive layout because we thought about the size. And, you know, we could say this is what we're looking to do. And at least it's close so he could look at, you know, what you're actually going to build.
Okay.
And then we got to take off with a person you feel comfortable with.
Now, storage is one of the things for not just papers, but I mean tires and all this other things. As long as that's in that plan, you know, you know that type of thing. Because they got downstairs at that point.
And we don't want a basement. We don't want to be.
I don't think it's.
If it was on a hill.
If it was on a hill and you can do a drive-in.
Well, that was Rich's thought. He liked that drive-in concept.
Yeah.
But the land accommodated it.
It's not here. It's too flat. It's easier to just put up a garage or maybe that space isn't heated. It's just storage space.
Correct.
You know,
just dry storage.
Really got to think about that because that becomes really efficient to build.
And that's what
Bond said.
They had an outside building that they had all the tiles.
Yeah, I didn't realize these guys had that much stuff. So, you know, we may need to do that.
So. I mean,
that could be a metal building.
It's just too bad because I really think, like, at one point, Jeff needs a building, and I don't know how far you're away from that, but, you know, I had thought about that, you know, there's this, you know, eventually we need some type of building for that, and that makes a good, you know, the back of that building has a garage on it, again, just to make it more efficient to build.
Mm.
I just don't know how far that away, you know, but... Really, there's with no building at all for DPW, it's just, again, I don't know how much stuff you guys are going to tackle here, but...
Obviously, our main focus is the PD. Because I think...
That's what the funds are right now.
I think
everybody
would agree that, you know, if we put too much on the table here,
it's just going to die fast. Yep. Okay.
But the concept is there for people to understand what it is. That's the main thing.
You start small. Once you see it,
people
say, oh, geez, this worked out really good. Then you can, it's an easier sell down the road. It's really important
that we pull this off.
And keep it in line.
Awesome. Yeah. You know,
and we got to do it next year.
Right.
I mean, that's my feeling. Sorry.
So and again, if this is built properly, it's very easy to just gravel a road to here and make a little gravel rectangle. So there's his start of, I can just sit here out in the open, but at least it's a start that you see it start to form if we laid it all out properly. And that doesn't really cost anything per se,
I told
you know, to do that.
I mentioned that at a couple meetings that, you know, the progress in town sometimes moves very, very slow. I says,
right.
It only took 50 years to get a porta potty out here. This is 50 years ago. Dean and I didn't even have that.
That's right.
There's a porta potty out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. So that took 50 years.
Yeah. I could put that out there for you, Mike.
Good.
Oh, when I raised the roof on that, that was a milestone.
Yeah, definitely.
Parking spaces.
Yeah, parking spaces, and then building dimensions, and then so that I could get a new plan in here for 2 weeks from today.
Perfect.
Okay, sounds good.
Excellent.
Is that it?
Anything else?
Go home.
We'll hold off on any of the public hearings and that stuff because we're not ready to do any of that at this point.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
What are you guys doing at the airport?
They're putting a big warehouse on that supply building. Yeah, so there's 70,000 yards of solid rock there to drill and blast. So it'll be 100,000 yards we're going to take out of there.
Yeah, a lot of trucks going in and out. And that's a funny intersection right there.
Oh, the whole crushing crew set up there. Yeah, we built that back entrance because that made a better intersection to get in and out of there.
Yeah. Well, I saw the trucks in there. I forget, got to ask you.
Whereabouts is it on
What's that?
Whereabouts?
It's off of Ricker Ave, right by the back of the runway. There's a big plumbing supply warehouse down. You know where Harvey Road
is? Yeah,
the old Permanent Road used to go in years ago.
Granite Group.
All right.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
We can keep this one?
Yeah, you can keep that one. Yeah,
okay.
You don't want to keep this one.
Yeah, it'll be garbage in 2 weeks. Yeah. But hang on.
That's fine.
All right, thank you.
We recycle paper, so we
got two of them. So thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a nice, pleasant surprise.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, we got anything else?
Just want to clarify with Joe, you were mentioning about the fire department.
I'll take my old one.
The drive-through part?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did, I told him that, you know, we definitely wanted, like, the drive-through.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to slide in the old concept.
Huh? Oh, this is Joe?
Yeah, he's planning, that's what he's for the turnaround to get him in and what happens. So, no.
So it'd be nice.
Sorry I was late.
That's okay.
I didn't have a babysitter for my grandkids.
That's okay. No problem.
I was stuck at home.
We're low-key. So is there anything else? Anybody got anything else to add or questions? Or?
No, I'm excited to continue working on the plan.
You know, I'm going to say, we've gotten excited to see some things forming. So when we have that, people, our residents will get excited about it too.
Right.
And you'll have both sides.
We didn't have anybody on, did we?
No.
And then if we can keep the cost to a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
Brian, could that building, like Barn said, have a basement? Or is it the land not?
No,
just a regular basement?
Slab.
So could we do a basement?
On this side? I think Tommy indicated that it probably wouldn't be good.
Is it too, what is it, ledgy or something?
Well, no, but I think it's probably damp out back a little bit, but I don't think it makes sense.
No, not to do a drive under, but just like a house, you know, just
You're going to have to dig a test pit to find out how fast it fills up with water. And
if it's wet.
What would you have under?
That backyard for that white house.
No, he's just looking for a basement.
Water on top. I didn't like, the only
surface
thing I didn't like
water,
about
yeah.
that is the guy, remember the chief going into the attic?
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I say. We put extend the building and put something
in
there.
Storage. I think
that's what,
his idea is like to have an outside building for dry storage stuff. And it would be for future for the highway too. You know, so design it so it would accommodate something that Jeff might need too for space later on. So I think that would probably work the best.
Yeah, what we're going to do is look at that plan in the next 2 weeks and decide if there's a training room and what size to put onto that between the fire and the PD section. Because they got the Bonstead PD sitting there. It had, what was it, the small room that the officers used?
Yeah, that was kind of tiny.
Called it the EOC, Emergency Operations Center. But it was tiny for them.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to build a building and then just have the bays and no talk about a joint community center or training room, whatever you want to call it, you know?
This is something that I am saying straight out. I don't care what Dean says or anything else. Eventually, that place is not going to fit for the fire department. And now you're building something to do it, so you guys need a training room. So build it bigger than what we actually need right now and put all the stuff in it that you need and that eventually the fire department can use once they get there, if that ever happens. Probably won't be in my lifetime, but.
No, but you're right. I mean, that's obviously we want to try to.
That's the whole thing, you know, it's like, don't do things twice, right, do it once.
Well, and I think we've got to bring to Tom an understanding, there's got to be an ambulance that allowed some bays in there, because that's, eventually that's going
to
end
up.
Yeah,
when we get to the point of designing the PD, I mean,
you're talking another 20 feet or whatever, that he can lay that out in the in the preliminary plans that he has, because that all, you know, fine, we have the trucks that turn around or drive through, but now you don't have where you're putting an ambulance at that point. So I mean, and it's down the road, has got to be at that point, you know, so
right. But I mean, there can, when these guys, if we build this place, they need locker rooms, showers, all of that stuff to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens when the fire department's there, then the fire department can use the showers and have a separate area for locker rooms and stuff and not have a problem. But it doesn't make sense to me to not do what these guys need. It just needs to be a little bit bigger than what we're doing.
And that's
you're
what I'm saying.
The
he
common
needs
areas, so make the common correct areas big enough to
exactly
accommodate.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Tom has got to know that common area has got to be a little bit bigger than this or what have you. So
no, that's
he can
what
do
he's
it
looking from.
Yeah,
Rick and Mike. So.
So.
Yeah, and the big thing, like Barnes said, had that small training area,
yeah. And
you get a much bigger training area than down in the future the fire department can use, where you can actually host classes where they, it's like a $400 class.
That was tiny up there.
Right, so if
tiny
you have something big enough like this room where you can accommodate a lot of people, then the fire department gets built on, it's built there already,
right,
and it benefits us now because if we want to put a training on, and you know, like I said, they sponsor like three of our officers for free and everyone else has to pay, so.
Yeah.
This is something
good.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Good idea.
Is there anything else?
When's the next meeting?
See you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
That's what Tommy agreed to. So.
Move to adjourn.
Yep.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.